Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, though, a new fast-moving wildfire has erupted in Los Angeles County, forcing thousands of people to evacuate their homes. The Hughes Fire ignited yesterday in the mountains, about 45 miles northwest of the city of LA. And shortly before coming on air, I spoke to LA-based reporter Sean Mandel, and I began by asking him to describe what things were looking like.
Well, the good news is that fire chiefs in the area do have a sense of optimism about the situation. They have said over just in the past 2 hours that they believe they have gotten the upper hand finally in the situation. Now, that should come with a bit of caution to that optimism, in the sense that the fire, which has burned over 10,000 acres in less than 24 hours, is only 14% contained at this point. And there still are thousands under evacuation orders, 20,000 plus, as well as many more thousands who are under evacuation warnings, who are not being mandated to leave their residences, but are being told to strongly think about it, and if nothing else, to have a bag ready to go. Because as we've seen, as we've seen just in the last 24 hours, how quickly these fires can move, especially if they do come into contact with structures. If once that happens, and this is a part of Los Angeles County that is a suburban community as well as a wilderness wildlife area. So once the fire were to get into one of these more densely populated neighborhoods, and not just from the hillsides, that is presenting a real problem for firefighters, and we could see something rather devastating.
And Sean, how far away, I mentioned it's 45 miles northwest of the city of LA, but how far away is it from the fires that we saw over the last 2 weeks, those very destructive blazes?
Yes. So one of the fire that it is probably closest to is the Eaton Fire, which happened over in Altadena and Pasadena. It was the second biggest fire of the many fires that broke out over that 7 to 10 day period, the other one being the Palisades Fire, which is much further west. That is along the Pacific Coast Highway, along the ocean, their coastal community. The Eaton Fire was much further inland, and just north of that is where you will have the Hughes Fire.
Okay, so even though you say that the fire service seemed to think or believe that they may have the upper hand here, and they say that with caution, how are the weather conditions playing into this, Sean? What's expected on that front?
That is the most important thing to be looking at here, other than the efforts that are being made by the firefighters, and the weather directly impacts that. The winds are expected to continue going into and pick up actually today in the next 24 hours. So it is a crucial period. Luckily, this evening in Los Angeles, the winds have not been as dramatically bad as they have been, and certainly nowhere near the level of the hurricane force winds that occurred when the Palisades Fire and Eaton Fire broke out, which prevented fire crews from getting airborne, from taking helicopters and planes to fight these fires. That is not the case at the moment. The winds are low enough for those vehicles to get in the air. Mm-hmm. But the winds are supposed to increase over the course of the next day. This weekend, there is supposed to be rain, which is good news, but we got to get to the weekend first.
Okay, so let's talk a little bit about where those fires hit over the last 2 weeks. Have people been able to get back in to assess the damage and just give us a sense of where people are at with all of that now?
Absolutely. And I'll first as well just mention, this is a developing situation, but another fire has actually just broken out within the last 30 minutes to an hour. It's in much more the actual sort of what we'd consider Los Angeles proper, closer to where the Palisades Fire was, near the Getty Museum, along a major roadway, the 405 freeway. So fire crews are actually responding to that right now. It's again very close to where some of the fires were burning originally when that 7 to 10 day period first broke out after the January 7th fires. Hopefully fire crews can get a handle on that, because it does play directly into your question about how soon people are going to be able to get back to their lives and to their homes, if they still have homes. On the west side of Los Angeles, where the Palisades fire took place, electricity companies, crews are out there and have been working to try and get power back up and running, because of course, even where there was power, that was turned off in many areas once the fires started wreaking havoc, to try and prevent anything more catastrophic from happening. Mm-hmm. So that is something that slowly people are being allowed to go back into these communities. But those fires, the Eden Fire and Palisades fires, are still not completely extinguished. It's a minute before that can happen.
And Sean, there are real concerns as well about the air quality, understandably, now in the aftermath of the fires.
Absolutely. I can tell you anecdotally from a personal perspective, it's been something, the air quality and the water quality, these are issues that are on the minds of everyone I speak with, from local officials to friends and to family, and, you know, getting daily inquiries from friends reaching out and wanting to know what the situation is. The Hughes fire that broke out this evening, or rather in the last 24 hours, has unfortunately made the improving air quality made it worse, because now the smoke from that has now been blowing back into the area, which has just been getting a little bit of relief.
I just wanted to ask you as well about President Trump in all of this, because the night before he was inaugurated, he said he was going to LA and he was hugely supportive of people there and they were going to fix things. Now, though, he seems to have an issue over water management in the area and he's threatening to withhold federal disaster aid. Can you briefly tell us what's happening?
Asking what's happening with Donald Trump is like trying to read a deck of cards 3 miles away. The sad fact is that the situation you mentioned there, those facts, is indicative of how we don't know what Donald Trump is going to do, because on one day he will say that he's coming out to support and to help the people of California and the people of Los Angeles. And then the next day he could come out and say something, which he has in the past, saying, well, California is a Democratic state. I don't know if I like Democratic states. I don't know if I want to help them, even though it's the federal government's responsibility to do so. So it's anyone's guess about where he's going to stand on the issue tomorrow. So we will have to see whether, if he does come to California, what he says, and then if he follows through on whatever promises he does or doesn't make, and if he meets with California Governor Gavin Newsom, which is also yet to be seen.
And he is planning to visit there tomorrow, I know, and it'll be interesting to see, as you say, how it goes with the Democratic governor. But for now, Sean, thank you very much for that update from Los Angeles. That's Sean Mandel.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.